WFT. Woofty. Here's your word for today with Professor Rowley Sussex.
If you take the citizenship of another country, you are naturalized. We are so used to this word that we don't normally pay it any attention. But it is strange. Were you unnatural before you were naturalized? The key is that naturalization gives you the rights of a natural-born or native-born citizen, or at least many of them, as we shall see. The word natural has many meanings, and some of them, particularly when combined with the word born, can be downright confusing. There was a time around the 14th century when natural-born or natural child meant someone born out of wedlock, on the wrong side of the blanket. In a word, a bastard. That almost seems to imply that being born within wedlock is unnatural. I need some time to think about that. At the same period, however, natural could also mean something that you had a right to because of your birth. Natural inheritance meant that you passed property on to your offspring. And in the United States of America, the phrase natural birth has a special place in the Constitution. If your parent is a U.S. citizen, it doesn't matter where you were born. You are a natural-born citizen. And if you are a natural-born citizen of the USA, you can aspire to become president. So all the foolish and ill-tempered huffing and puffing about where President Obama was born was totally beside the point. His parentage made him a natural-born citizen of the USA. He was eligible to become president, and he did. I'm Rowley Sussex, and this has been Your Word for Today.
For more on language, check out the ABC podcast, A Word in Your Ear, available free on iTunes and the ABC website.